We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The In-N-Out Burger near Oakland International Airport is shutting down for good. They cite unrelenting crime in the parking lot. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil, who needs to do better here? Is it the city? Is it the businesses? Is it the criminals they need to back off?
Well, you're not going to get the criminals to back off unless you have an intense police presence out there. And in the last 90 days, Oakland has provided an intense police presence, not only at In-N-Out Burger, but all along that Hagenberger area from there to the airport, which has become ground zero for break-ins and armed robberies, especially of tourists and of people just casually going like to an In-N-Out Burger. I mean, it's off the charts, Eric. We're talking about people that you're waiting in line, you know, the drive-through to get your order and make your order, and robbers will just come up, they pull in the parking lot, they get out, they pull out their guns, they start breaking windows, they start robbing people while they're in line. That was one incident. Other times, people have been topping off their gas in nearby gas stations as they return rental cars to Oakland International Airport, which is the last stop there before, you know, you get to the airport. Reports of people, while they're pumping their gas, car pulls up, somebody comes out, bam, robs their car. I mean, it's just insane. Now, the cops have put beat patrols out there, they put foot patrols out there, and they added two extra cars all on overtime in the last 90 days, and it did lead to a reduction. But the thing is, the minute the cops leave, the robbers come back in force.
Yeah. I mean, and it is a bit surprising that In-N-Out was profitable. They say we make money, but we just don't want to deal with the risk. Do you think other businesses are going to follow suit?
Yes. In-N-Out isn't the first one to go, and neither is it going to be the last. A lot of the businesses have closed along that corridor. It was once sort of seen as a vibrant route. And, you know, it's interesting, Nikki, you make a good point. This is the first, you know, Oakland businesses closing, or Bay Area business closing, for a number of different reasons. When it usually comes to crime, a lot of times we just hear, well, it's part of a bigger plan, a master plan the chain has, or we just can't make it, comfort, security. This is the first time I've heard of a big company actually just flat out saying it. No, we're making money here. This could be profitable, but we are being robbed, and our patrons and our employees, we just don't feel like they're safe. This is the first time I've seen that actually come out on Front Street and declare it. Now, what happens along that corridor remains to be seen. It's one of the real tough things psychologically for Oakland is that this is where the tourists come in and they leave. I mean, this is your first impression and possibly last impression of Oakland. And a lot of people are just being turned out and turned off. And the dominoes on this, hotel occupancy in Oakland is dropping. A lot of the different indicators are dropping. Even when people come to visit people who live in Oakland, the friends in Oakland are saying, you ought to stay someplace else.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.